We did about 6 hours, from what I remember, because we did some more at the hotel. So we want to welcome you to Reflejos y Más, our festival that we have. We want to give you a little souvenir T-shirt of the event. And next year, you can headline, and we'll move that girl picture for the front, so that it will be a symbol of Delia Culturas headlining the event. And you can pick what day you want. Whether you want to come on Friday or Saturday or Sunday.
It's my choice.
Your choice, but we're going to hold you to it.
Good. Hey, like I've told you, I'll support you guys. First of all, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to continue. And I will do, like I said, as much as I can to help CIMAS and the archival donation, whatever you want.
Great. Well, you know that this is all volunteer, right? And then you're giving us a release to be able to use this and put it in the archive so researchers can come and find out who was and who is still Delia Gonzalez over time. Right?
Right.
Okay. Well, why don't you catch us up? Last time, if I could just refresh your memory, you had, well, in fact, when we were taping, you were on the verge of splitting up with Dee Burleson, and you alluded to it, and you said, well, we'll talk about it some other time. Well, now you split up. I mean, now we can talk all about that episode, I suppose. Maybe that's a good beginning.
I guess I probably am a little bit more comfortable to talk about the split or the separation. If I'm not mistaken, the last time that we were doing this interview, we were working on our last weekend with Dee. I think it was maybe the last day, actually, on the 16th or the 17th, if I'm not mistaken. So it was really just fresh, and I felt a little hesitant to talk about it. But it's, what, 7 months later? 7 months later now, seven or eight. And things have really changed a lot. At the beginning, when it was just happening, I was really scared because it was something. Anytime you open a new door or you decide you're going to go on a new road, you just don't know what you're going to encounter. So now that I know and I can tell you what has been happening, I will.
Pues qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó?
Why
did you all split up? Why? What happened?
Well. Actually, we had a lot of differences in the way our performance came about. And a lot of it wasn't practiced, it wasn't rehearsed, except the music, but the choreography or the dialogue in our show was never rehearsed. We didn't know what was going to be said or, you know. And a lot of times he would catch me by surprise. And a lot of the dialogue was something that I didn't like and I didn't approve of it. But he would catch me in front of this live audience. I had to go along with it. I had to play along with it. And simply because it was only professional and for the show, and I couldn't make him look bad. And I just felt I needed to go along with it. But there was a lot of differences that became of that I didn't like little things that he would say and he would do, I noticed that it was a lot of the performance reflected not just on him, but it reflected on all of us. And I didn't like the image that we were getting, you know, not just the image, but the reputation. And the differences started there, and then we kept telling him, look, D, let's do this, let's do that, let's not do this. And it just, he wouldn't budge, he wouldn't compromise. And he just said, look, I need to go my own way because I don't want anybody telling me what I can do and what I can't do as a performer. And I respect that. I respect him as a person and as a performer. And we just went along with it. We thought it was best for both of us. This way, he wouldn't do the things that we didn't approve of on our stage, in our time. And that way, he's got his band. He can do whatever he wants over there. You know, I just felt that it was giving me a bad reputation as a woman, and the image I want to try and portray, and the one I want to stand for, and I just want to be able to be a good example to the community, especially the young ones. And I think the direction we were taking was a little bit harsh. It was a little bit too left field, and it's something that he loves to do. And as a performer, he just enjoys doing all of that, just being on the edge all the time. And it was a little bit too much for me. And I just said, no, you know, I didn't want to do that. So we started giving him a little bit of a feedback and telling him, look, dude, we don't want to do this. He felt uncomfortable by us telling him that. And he just wasn't happy with us anymore because of that, the performing. And then also the music. The music, we wanted to stay more traditional, not just on the CDs, what we record to express ourselves as a group, as an artist, but also on stage. You know, a lot of times you also do songs from the past that you never record, but you perform it to the public, to the people live. And he was choosing a lot of songs that we really didn't want to, you know, do, and the differences were there.
Can you imagine if he was still with you and you did Damelo with him now? What he would do on that stage?
Well, yeah, I can probably imagine. He was just, I had to be prepared all the time with him because I didn't know what he was going to be doing. He always had me on the edge and on the edge. And a lot of times I would get mad at him afterwards. Why did you do that, D? You know, I can't believe you did that. Oh, Daya, come on, you're becoming soft on me. And, you know, I like the sexist routine that we used to have, and who's the boss, and who's this, and who's that, and que no, yo mando, no, pues tú mandas. And I like that because a lot of the people, you know, responded well to that, but then it started to become a little bit more.
Well, some of the songs had the message.
Yeah, like Ya Me Cansé.
That's right.
That's a song I wrote.
So were those songs because of the way you were, or were the songs you picked? Who picked the songs anyway?
Okay, Ya Me Cansé is a song that I wrote, and I guess it inspired me to write it because of the things that we would do on stage as a man and a woman, and the sexist kind of thing, and I'm the boss and you're the boss. And so I guess that inspired me to write it, and I wrote it to be able to sing it to Dee on stage or to the people, and the guys get all upset. And les digo, ay, no me estoy jugando, no se enojen, you know. But it's just part of what we did, you know, in the show, and it inspired me to write it. So, yeah, that's the way we selected songs. And I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I did write Loco Loco for Dee because he's a crazy guy on stage, and I just thought that he needed a song to be able to go crazy with, and go crazy with the ladies and all of that. So that inspired me to write Loco Loco. So a lot of the songs that I wrote for Culturas was basically inspiration for. I got the inspiration out of our style to perform songs to help us reach the people what we were trying to do. But it all came about being fun, but then towards the end it kind of got a little bit too strong for me that I didn't approve of.
What have been some of the consequences of the split up?
I'm really happy that it's been a lot of positive things that have happened. I really don't know what's been happening with Dee. The only thing I can share with you is only what's been happening with me. And since I did keep the group Culturas, at that time, I guess we were also trying to figure out if we were gonna keep the name, if we were gonna alter the name somewhat, or we really didn't know. So we did keep the name Culturas. We just put my name up front. So now it's Telia Gonzalez Culturas. And we decided to do that. A lot of people were very happy because we did stay with the name Culturas, because a lot of people, the name Culturas is just a very strong name, period, you know, and they hated to see that the band Cultura was no longer going to exist. When they learned that we did keep it, and I just picked up the ball and ran with it, and I'm running with it, you know, and I'm trying to show the people that I'm not giving up. But when they saw that, the support was there. Our performances, our attendance are good, if not greater. We've reached a lot of new people that didn't like us before for some reason. I don't know, but we've reached a lot of new audience. And I'm sure we've lost some that liked us before, Dee and Delia together and Culturas, the whole concept of the band Culturas. I'm sure we've lost some of those, but we've gained a tremendous amount of audience and fans with the new Culturas now. And the response has been so positive. We've gotten letters from fans, and our agent has received a lot of calls that it's a positive move, it's a positive thing to keep on going, because even though there's been a little turbulence, it's not going to affect us in any way, if not maybe open a lot of new doors, and that's what we're seeing.
Well, another consequence, también, is that you now are among the top, if not the top, female vocalists. You couldn't have been before because you were tied to this male vocalist.
Yeah, and that, as an individual artist, I have noticed now the opportunities for me as an artist, as a female Tejano artist. Now the industry is looking, you know, they're looking at me. And when, like I said, like before, I was always in the shadows of Dee. He was so dominant to the stage that it's like any little thing that he would do is like they would turn to see, and just because of the, he was so dominant in his way of being.
Do you think times are changing for female vocalists? I mean, you were a rare bird. You know, look how difficult it's been for people in the past. Like the one that comes to mind right now who's going to be in the area is Laura Canales. I mean, she struggled. And then now there seems to be like 7 or 8 female names out there. Patsy Torres is another woman that is in the San Antonio area that struggled and never seemed to break it into the big time. And now you guys are.
It's always been very difficult for the female artist to put, you know, their 2 feet on the ground and stand their ground and say, hey, we're part of Tejano music. And now it is changing a lot. Now we've got a position. We've got an area that we stand on, and that's ours, you know, and it would be empty without a female. The industry would be empty without a female voice out there. And now you flip the channels and you hear female voices everywhere.
Well, you know, maybe thank goodness to Selena, but speaking of this Selena sweepstakes, where are we? Who is going to break out of the pack here and be the superstars among all of you?
Well, I don't know if this is the question you're asking. The first reina of Tejano music and the first lady of Tejano music was Laura Canales, and we all know that, right? And thereafter became Selena, and Selena has been and probably always will be known as La Reina de la Onda Tejana. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us. But I think that it's not the industry, or maybe not the industry, I guess the people automatically, they title you right away. And who's going to be the next Reina, and who's going to do this? And I don't think that us as females, I've talked to the other female vocalists, I don't think that that's what we're looking for. I think we're just looking for the respect that we all deserve as artists and as musicians and all the hard work that we put into it. We don't look for a title to be given to us or to earn. Or, you know, if I'm called the Reina, hey, I'm on top of everybody. I don't think we're looking for that. automatically the people place that name on you. So I don't know. I don't know what to say on that. I really don't.
Well,
we're gonna take this out because these are rattling all the time.
Who is your favorite female vocalist?
Tejano?
Yes.
Tejano, Selena. I would have to say Selena. She's got a tremendous... I talk about her and like she's still here because I feel like she is. Selena has always been the one I admired vocal-wise. Laura Canales. She inspired me a whole lot when I was younger. I had all her tapes. I've got a collection. And she's... I think a lot of people... in the beginning, I don't know now, but I do recall that in the beginning they would compare me, my style to her, to Laura. So to me that was very flattering. But now that you get to a position where you're trying to find your own identity as a recording artist, you know, you kind of just hope that you reach them as Delia and not, oh, compare you to somebody else.
Well, the comparisons are inevitable and somebody will be considered number one. But you made it a point here to say Tejano, like you have another person.
Yes, I do.
Forget Tejano. Who's your favorite female vocalist?
Gloria Estefan. Gloria Estefan is somebody I admire as an artist. And as an individual, as a person, as a mother, as everything she stands for. She's amazing to me, Gloria Estefan. And not only that, I'm proud of her because she's Latina. And she's very inspirational to me.
And among the men, who is your favorite male vocalist? I'll get to the Tejano male vocalist, but Tejano...
Overall, Luis Miguel. I like his style, Luis Miguel.
And among the Tejano singers?
I don't know, I never really paid attention. Ah! God! I know. No, there's quite a few out there that I really enjoy. Jay Perez, Emilio, Joe Lopez. There's quite a few.
Jay Perez will be performing here as part of this group this weekend on the 12th of May.
That's good. It's so exciting to see that the Tejanos are really getting involved with what you're trying to do here. And I like that.
Another consequence, we were talking consequences of changes. You kept the name and you had many records.
Yes.
Under contract for Dee and Delia and Culturas. That's what the way the contract read. So what has happened with this contract and many records and all this legal side of your business?
Well, since these are purposes for recording history, right? It's part of my archive that I agreed to donate all this information. I probably feel comfortable to talk about that. We did, Dee and I were the only ones signed to that contract with Manny Music. And since the split, since I kept Culturas, the name Culturas, the contract is Dee Burleson, Delia Gonzalez, also known as Culturas, okay? When Dee decided to leave the band, Culturas, he signed everything that legally that he needed to separate himself from the obligations of Culturas. Not only the group, but the corporation, because Culturas is incorporated. So when I decided to keep the name Culturas, then that automatically I knew I had a responsibility to Manny Music. I knew I owed him something. You know, I can't just say, hey, Dee's no longer with us, split, I'm gone. I'm not that type of person. I was willing to give him something, you know. I wanted a compromise on it. I didn't want to continue the way the contract ran and what it was asking for. And I wanted to just compromise because there was a little change. It was obvious there was a change. Dee was another circumstance, or he—that's something different, because he didn't keep the name Culturas. He felt like he no longer has a responsibility. But you also have to see it that we also breached the contract, because we signed that contract, telling Manny, "Look, we agree as D. Burleson de Leon Gonzalez as Culturas, we will give you so many years, so many albums, and so many new." When we split, we were no longer able to give him that. We breached the contract too. So I can understand that. And that's where I could be fair about it and say, let's meet halfway, let's do this, let's do that. And he did. He helped us a lot, Manny did. We sat down with him, I did. I sat down with him and we talked. We had a lot of meetings and we talked about everything that we could possibly talk about and come up to a compromise. It ended up that that Manny no longer had an interest in continuing his business with the Tejano industry. I guess the timing was right. I don't know. But he ended up releasing me. He did not want to become an obstacle that he felt that he was, because he no longer could give me. To him, we've already reached a point that he could no longer help us with the competition with other labels and the promotions and all of that. It's just too much. And he felt like he took us to a level where he no longer could help us anymore to expand even greater. So he noticed that, and he didn't want to be. He knew that if he would just release me, there would be another label that would be interested in me. The other groups that he had, I know, I understand that he tried to connect them with other labels to make sure that he wasn't unfair and he just released everybody and hopefully you'll get signed up. He was very fair about everything, very good about everything. And Manny Guerra is well known. He's known as a godfather. The other group that he had, I don't understand that he tried to connect them with other labels to make sure that he wasn't unfair and just released everybody and hopefully he would get signed up. He was very fair about everything, very fair about it. And again, as you all know, he's known as the godfather of fans, and he's the one that started a lot of the fans that are known today. Celine Moss, who I know that. So I guess he's done his good deed up until the very end, and he decided to put it down on me. And he took care of me, and he was really good. I don't know what else to do.
Well, who are you saying? Was there everybody signed? Or
yes.
Everything
was. As a matter of fact, just yesterday was confirmed.
Yesterday being May 9th. What kind of new promotions are you going to do? Are you going to do videos? Are you going to do movies?
Well, actually, And they were very pleased that we actually gave them the opportunity to discuss what they're willing to provide and to do as a record and to maybe offer. And if I was to agree to the terms right then and there, we're going to sign it to our community as a guest and interested. Everybody wants. So, yes, they're offering a whole lot that offered it almost double, triple the percentage that I used to get for my events, get for my road, for the sale of the DVD, for example. And the way they work is they give you a certain budget to record your CD, and they're giving me a special amount of money right there.
Since you're writing a lot of your songs, are you getting protection for your loan authorship, arrangements, and compensation?
Is
That Eddie Gourmet, those panchos and all the people with that kind of
thing. It's a beautiful song, man. I think it'll be good for the industry, man. It's got to be done well. It's got to be done well. So if I can't do any justice to it, you won't see it in the CD.
So again, we'll look forward to it.
Yeah. Let's see. Is it Eddie Stewart here? No.
And the original material of themes are you getting? Are you really back to the sexist?
No.
What are you going to have to do?
Motherhood for me, it's all so far away. I'm take care of him, and I'll just be back for a couple of days, see him, and I need him. Bye. Mommy's got to go work. I want to be able to give him the time that I can fairly to them. You know, I'll always be a career woman because that's what I do. I'm a workaholic. But I want to be able to be there more than what I feel that I can give him right now.
So the thing that is you probably reach greater heights, and you reach greater heights, you'll have less time.
I've discussed this with my husband, and we both feel the same way, that if we're not going to be there for them, it's no use in bringing me into this world, especially now. I mean, the kids, they need so much attention and love, and they need their parents right there.
So many first annual things now going on. What are some of the changes you see from the recording side as an artist, performing side, happening in the company?
Prowess. I see the people taking pride in the music as their basis, where they came from, the reflection of their culture. And I see that tremendous change from young ones to older people. Of course, they're developing, but the young ones, I see a big change in acceptance and problems of it. I remember, I think I mentioned it, I'm just rushing a little bit. I used to be ashamed of it. I used to, my mom would hear it on the radio, she would, boost it up and have all the other techniques. Bring it down, you know, you'd be American, you want to hear the pop, you know, the English, because that was cool. And now, what's cool is the hammer. That's the difference. I see it so much.
Do you see younger kids at your performances?
Yes, and they want to go up on stage, and I am doing that now with the children. There's a segment in my show that if I see a lot of kids that are there, I bring them up on stage and they dance with me and they sing with me. And man, it's so amazing that they know the lyrics to all the songs. They know the lyrics. And then you tell the little boy, echa un grito, tira del grito también. So they're, and that's so good because they're learning about their culture. And at such a young age, when before, it was embarrassing. Or we didn't even want to hear about it, or because we felt out of place. We wanted to fall into place over here, I don't know what it is. So now they're taking pride.
It has been about 7 months since we talked. Any important things happen, or ugly things happen, or wonderful things happen?
A lot of new markets have opened up. I know with the old Culturas, we touched Florida, California, and even Monterrey. But it was never, it never felt like it was going to go anywhere. And now it feels like it's going places. We've touched California, Florida, Michigan, we touched New Mexico for the Cinco de Mayo celebration. And those were our first annual things that they were having over there. They were a tremendous success. They were expecting maybe at the most 1,500 people. We had 7,500 people from all over the area. Dallas.
Albuquerque or Santa Fe?
Luz Gonzaga.
Luz Gonzaga?
Artesian. And the community there, as from what we learned, is that the city really worked to, they didn't cooperate as much as they needed them to cooperate so that they could make this a big success, although they didn't count on them. And they went on about their own and they got it going. And it was a big success. Like I said, they did this in Sanderson, which is here in Texas. First annual celebration. Again, they had the same problem with the city. And they had meetings after meetings after meetings, and finally they got the city to agree that they could do the celebration. They had how many people? 4,000, and they were only expecting like maybe 1,000 at the most. 4,000, and then in New Mexico they had 75. So the community is getting together. You know, the Chicanos are getting coming together and teaching everybody that it's important to be proud of your country. Regardless, we need to learn and be proud of that. You know, and we see a lot of angles, we see a lot of black, we see a lot of different cultures in our performances. And it's reaching a lot of people.
You know, this is a symposium that you did that was before the auditorium where the audience also asked questions. So we're going to open up in a few minutes for questions from the audience. But I did want, if the camera could switch over to just to get him on the camera, mm-hmm. So we can identify the voice of the person. Dennis' brother and one of the quote roadies.
Yes.
Or well, just the voice that we just heard.
Yeah, the voice that Jaime was telling me. This is my brother Jaime Gonzalez, and we're the middle ones because we have a younger brother and an older brother. This is our family, right? We're the middle ones. He's everything. He's bus driver. He's my agent. He's the one that takes care of all our bookings. He takes care of my schedule. I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow. He tells me, Delia, you need to wear this. You need to put this on. You need to. He knows my schedule. I have nothing to do with it. He organizes everything that has to do with Cultura's schedule.
You actually tell her what to wear?
Sometimes I have to, yeah, because sometimes I tell them
it's not formal, just will be casual.
Well, I'm going to embarrass you because there was this young person who said, you got to ask her, does she wear chones when she dances? Because you don't see no lines. So you got to answer the question here.
I'll answer it. There is such thing as pantyhose. Te sales. I knew you would ask me something like that. But a lot of people, yeah. No panty lines. Mira.
Or is the family affair the business now?
Yeah.
Tell us about the business side of the family.
My dad is the business manager. He's the one that's in contact with the people for the contracts and the letters, the business letters and all of that. He's the one that just schedules it and he gives them all the paperwork. Dad takes care of the paperwork. He takes care of the bigger contracts too. Like just signing up with Capital EMI, he's the one that got the connection. We've got, you know, all of that. He's my dad's assistant, and as his title, under his title, he does all that. what we just said. And my other brother, my little one, he's I have him part of the road crew. He's helping out that way. So I've got almost. My mom wants to become involved. She goes, Delia, I'll sell t-shirts. I'll be part of the merchandise.
The fan club.
Yeah. Right now, she's just acting as a cheerleader. She's out there roaring for us all the time. But she helps out in a lot of prayers, too, spiritually and all that. My older brother, that's kind of training him because we're constantly on the road. we're constantly on the road, and we can't take care of our yards, you know. Or my dad's got, you know, houses for rent, and he's got to go collect the rent and, you know, stuff like that. So he's training my brother to maintain the houses while we're gone. So, and the dogs.
Eat the dogs.
Yeah. All right, we got any questions out here? One question. Identify yourself.
Samuel, what advice would you have for somebody trying to start in Chicano music, and the advice, would you suggest they do it on their own or try it like you with a partner?
Well, it depends on what you want to do to start with. You know, that's most important, is what you want to do. Do you want to be the sole owner and you want to become do you want to be the sole owner of your group? You want to be take upon that? Because once you're the owner, you've got responsibilities everywhere. You know, everybody depends on you and whatnot. So you got to decide, do you want to be the owner or do you want to work for some people that are going to take care of you? Once you determine what you want to do, all you got to do is just go for it. And that might sound like, well, everybody just tells me that, you know, what are the steps? If you're going to join a band that's already established, you make sure that you find somebody who you know that they're doing it not because just of the money involved, but because it comes from the heart. Because it takes a lot of work. It's very hard, very difficult. That's when you decide that that's going to be your number one priority. And a lot of times it becomes your number one priority. I'm sorry to say that sometimes you leave your family behind, you know, for days. And he might be able to tell you a little bit more about that, because I've got my husband that travels with me all the time, and that's my family. My immediate family would be Hyman. He's always with me. And so there's a lot of things that you got to think about, not just getting up on stage and playing whatever you play and do it. There's so many things that surround it, that so many sacrifices, that it's got to be in your heart. It's not just because you want to do it for somebody else or you want to do it because the money's good. It takes a lot more. And you don't start making the money until how many years after? That I can tell you.
So, Jaime, how difficult is it to leave the family behind?
It's pretty difficult. I mean, I'm on the road 3 or 4 days out of the week, come back and see my wife 2-3 days and see my daughter. Mija, see, the first thing she goes, ya te vas otra vez. That's all. Then I got a little young one. He's a year and 5 months. So that's hard when I go over here, I see a baby, and I go, psh, that's the first thing that clicks, my son. So it's hard. But my wife, I'm glad she supports me. And she wants to join the business too, later. And so hopefully, within, everything pays off, everything's good. I like it, we all like it. We're a family now, so it's nice.
It's a lot easier to have people in your organization that they're part of your family, or friends that you know that they're there to help you, hacerte un bien y no un mal. Simply because you don't know where their interests are, you know. You need to find out. You know that your family is going to be there looking the best, you know, for you. So that's one thing. And a lot of times it could become a problem too, because, you know, if it's your brother, he can take you for granted. I'll do it tomorrow, you know. He'll get mad, but he'll get over it, you know. But you gotta keep in control of all of that. So you gotta decide exactly what you want to do before you can actually, you know, go for it and do it.
Follow-up question or another question? Go ahead, identify yourself, please.
Macario Martinez from Tejano Connection from Dallas. I heard you a while ago that you're more involved with the kids and everything, getting them on stage. Have you ever thought about this kid violence that we're having? know, try to do anything about that? Or, you know, try to get a song or anything like that, you know?
Not a song. I do get invited to go to schools and talk as a guest speaker to try to reach and touch the kids. A lot of times the principals and the teachers think, you know, that the artist might have a little bit of an impact or an influence, you know. So I try to do that. Every time that they invite me to go and talk to them, mainly to stay in school, say no to drugs, because all of that has to do with the violence. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't stay in school, you're in drugs. You're out there doing something that's no good. Mm-hmm. So if you try to reach them this way, it'll help out. So yes, to answer your question, yes, I try to do my part as donating my time to go talk to the kids in school of all ages, because I've gone to elementary and to high schools and
everything.
Yeah.
Have you done anything here in Dallas?
No, I have, other than my participation with CMAS, mm-hmm. I haven't done that, although I have talked to several high schools. Right now I really can't remember which schools they were, and I told them that I was ready to do it and just invite me, and if I'm in the area or if it's a day that I'm off, I mean San Antonio is not that far away from here. I can just drive over here or make it a day and come and do it. I always try to help out that way, because I know that when you give a little, you receive a whole lot.
Yeah, you receive more.
Yes.
Yeah. And let me ask you another question. You said you have recordings coming up now. When will they be out?
Right now, the only thing I've got selected are the songs, because we were trying to negotiate this contract with Manny. Finally, he released us. We just signed up with a new company. So now the next step is to get the studio. So we're talking to the engineer right now about getting into a studio. So we'll probably be in the studio in 2 weeks from now. And it takes, I would say we'll probably be out maybe in about 3 months if we get started in 2 weeks.
And is that all the songs that you got, they're all going to be Tejano's music?
They're going to be Tejano, more traditional Tejano, accordion, keyboard songs. I've got a song that's got more of a Jamaican kind of style, but that's becoming part of the Tejano switch here, so.
How about English?
English, no, I haven't thought about that. I've gone the interest into mariachi. My live performance include a little segment of me doing a medley of mariachi songs. And people are really liking that. And it seems like they're encouraging me to do something, you know, with mariachi. So maybe I'll do that. And from doing all of this, I'm going to do the Pura Vida Awards that are coming up in June,
yeah.
June 4th. And I'll be doing mariachi there. So it's kind of, I guess, something that's opening up there. I don't know what it is, but.
Well, you and Little Joe did a great job at the National Council of La Raza Convention with the Mariachi y las Campanas.
Yes, I've done
it. He brought you out, and you did an impromptu duet. Mm-hmm. That was really pretty.
Yeah, that was the first mariachi thing I've ever done.
Really?
The first one. The first and only, actually, aside from my live performances, but that's not a mariachi backing you up. You know, it's so different. Then you've got the tambora and the keyboard and the bass and the guitar backing you up. This is a mariachi. That was the very first time I ever did it.
Well, maybe we can get you to sing one here. The mariachi, Espuelas de Plata are going to be.
Uh-oh. You're putting me on the spot like always.
Any other questions? Anybody got a question you want to ask Delia? Identify yourself.
Chris Contreras?
Yes, and my daughter Vanessa and her friend, Cindy. She's with a guy in the world of us there, and it's not a question, it's a request.
Okay.
She does it right
here. Oh, sure!
And she's got to go dance, so we're just going to, you know, find out.
okay, sure. I've got a marker right here. What do you?
Why don't you come on and get in the camera? Because we can't move her out of here. Just step on up and get your autograph.
What's your name here? Elizabeth. So you're gonna go perform right now?
To dance
me? No, hombre, yo no sé nada de ballet folklórico ni nada de eso. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Did you want an autograph to be in, or you don't have anything?
She doesn't have anything. I don't have anything either.
You were the program?
What's your name, ma'am?
You have a program?
Cindy? Cindy. Here you go, Cindy.
I was going to say, do it on our shirt, but then you ruined it.
See, when they don't ask me for autographs, that's when I worry. So autographs is no problem to me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you all don't have a question you want to ask her? Really? Not even one question?
Ask me one question. This is history in the making. This is going to be, like, you know, 50 years from now, you can come and research this tape, and you can find yourself.
What do you want to know about Delia? One thing you want to know about her?
Delia, how old were you when you started singing?
When I started singing, I think I was 17.
17?
I wasn't fortunate enough to start singing when I was little, like a lot of them, you know, they do that. And they've got the experience already at 18 years old. They've got this big voice and everything. Yo no, yo apenas estoy puny.
Do you have an association with Selena? Did you
ever
get to meet or sing with
her? Yes, definitely. Selena, I can honestly say that she saw me as a friend and I saw her as a friend too. She was always with, one thing I'll always remember is that we performed at the Hall of Fame dance for the Tejano Music Awards. It's a night that they do, the dance that they do before or after the awards. I couldn't remember when it was. But I think that was in 94, if I'm not mistaken. And she goes, hey girl, how you doing? Hey, fine. And this was backstage. She goes, hey, I'm opening up my boutiques. She goes, and I've got my own seamstress and everything. They're gonna be designing clothes and everything. She goes, will you let me design some clothes for you? I said, sure, of course. She goes, okay. She pulls me back and she goes, let me see, girl. You're 34. She started, and then she goes, you're probably about a five, size five. And she was so outgoing like that.
Was she correct?
The measurements, she was not off, actually.
Were you a size 5?
Yeah, at that time, yes. She was very close. So.
Have you changed your mind? You got a question? Have you thought of something?
She's got to go change.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by.
Bye-bye.
Anybody else got another question?
No.
Bueno, pues, we're going to wrap it up, but I want to give you an opportunity if you want to talk about anything you want to talk about, anything you want to say.
Gosh, is there anything else that has been happening? Let me see. Can you help me?
Victor Morales. What do you think of Victor Morales running for the U.S. Senate and getting the Democratic nomination?
I actually don't know who Victor Morales is.
Bang, 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 bang. No, we leave it here. We leave it here.
Can you cut that off?
No, we're not going to cut that off. You just better hope he doesn't become a U.S. Senator.
No, can you imagine?
Or he'll pay you back. I don't know any Delia. Who's Delia?
I know. Who's Delia? I've been so separated from the political.
Is there a reason for that? Too much cristal?
Too much work. I've got so much work. I've got my interest elsewhere. And not that politics is not a big interest in. It should be, and I should probably pay more attention to it because that's what changes everybody's lives, and that's what gives you the opportunities out there if you vote and everything. But I've been a naughty girl. I've been pretty far from
that.
Well,
now you figured it out.
But he's the one you've been talking to me about, right?
He is the first in history
to win the Democratic Party nomination for U.S. Senator. He beat all the other candidates, all white males. He is now going to be the nominee to go up against Phil Green.
Yes. I've heard of him. I'm not too familiar on what's going on, and I was afraid that you were going to ask me some stuff, and I just wanted to cut it off right there. But yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay, so where are you playing tonight? This is May 10th, Mother's Day. Where are you playing tonight?
Tonight I play at the Fiesta Rodeo. It's at the mall. I don't know what the mall. Fort Worth, here in Fort Worth. We start at 10 o'clock, and we're going to do our thing there. And it is Mother's Day, and I want to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day, and I want to thank her. I want to thank her for all the loving and all the loving years that she's expressed to us, everything that she's done for us. My mom is an extraordinary woman. And I think she has worked so hard next to my dad, and yet she was able, in her hard working life, she was able to raise us and give us the love that a mother should always show to their children and give and provide to their children. And she does it in such a extraordinary way that I see others, you know, the way they see their children and everything. And my mom she's more of a friend, and she can be a mom when I need her to be, and she can be a friend when I need her to be. And I just want to thank her for doing that, because that's helped me become the person that I am. And the person that I am is I could actually say I'm proud of, because I feel like I'm a strong individual, and I think I've got a pretty good head on my shoulders. I know right from wrong. And I know that when a person feels guilty, you're doing something wrong, you know. You don't feel guilty just because you feel guilty. It's because you're doing something wrong. I've noticed that, and she's taught me so much about everything, and I just love her so much.
All right, any other questions? We now have a seamless photographer. Wait, you switched on me. No, yes, that's right, you got the camera. No.
It's media.
Yes, media, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I saw another guy with a camera. If you're going to take pictures, you got to take the pictures now, because we're about to wrap up. Any other questions?
No, I just need an autograph from her. That's a lot of
them. Diana, any questions?
Yes.
You got any questions? All right, well, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you again. This has been Tape Whatever Number,
I know.
Diego Gonzalez for the archive, and Jaime Gonzalez.